An unexpected visitor for Congress. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. For the first time since the Russian invasion, Ukrainian President Zelensky has left his country, and he's heading to Washington.
An administration official said it was the White House that invited Zelensky to Washington. The Ukrainian president is to have an extended sit-down this afternoon with President Biden and members of his cabinet. They're expected to have a strategic discussion on the way ahead on the battlefield, as well as the sanctions the U.S. and its allies have imposed on Russia. Then Zelensky is supposed to speak with reporters. From there, he heads to Capitol Hill, where he's expected to address members of Congress as they debate a spending plan that includes about $45 billion for Ukraine.
Fox has Kevin Cork. Congress is rushing to pass that $1.7 trillion spending bill to avoid government shutdown on Friday and to fund the government through September. A dangerous winter storm spreading across the country may bring life-threatening deep freeze to many areas. And what may become a so-called bomb cyclone could knock out power and cripple holiday travel.
It's mainly going to be a heavy rain event for that I-95 corridor, but winter is settling in. And with this area of low pressure that's going to trek right through the Great Lakes, we do have snow that's going to be a concern. But I got to tell you, this isn't going to be the biggest headline. When we talk about the winds and these bitterly cold, even dangerous wind chills, that's what could be life-threatening. Here are the winds. Chicago, 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts expected. This is Friday evening, so December 23rd. Indianapolis, 40 to 50 mile per hour winds too. Up into Buffalo, we could be approaching 70 miles an hour.
Fox Weather's Stephen Morgan. And Dow futures up 260 points at this hour. Yesterday, stocks snapped a four-day losing streak. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
After years of fighting to keep his tax returns from Congress and the American public, a House committee voted yesterday to release 6 years of former President Trump's returns. Congress obtained them after Trump lost an appeal to the Supreme Court. South Carolina prosecutors announced the punishment they plan to seek for a disbarred attorney accused of killing his wife and son.
South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson says his office will seek life without parole, not the death penalty against Alex Murdaugh. Wilson's office did not give further details about the decision. Murdaugh will stand trial next month for allegedly murdering his wife and son in June of 2021. Murdaugh has denied any involvement. He's also accused of additional crimes, including money laundering and tax evasion. Murdaugh's attorney, Dick Harpootlian, said in a statement they welcome the decision not to seek the death penalty, adding they look forward to an outcome in court. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Michigan woman believes her pet is worthy of a Guinness World Record.
Marcy Parker Darwin of Waterloo has a pet chicken named Peanut and says Peanut is 20 years old. Darwin believes that makes Peanut the oldest chicken in the world. She's now working with the Guinness organization to have the record verified. A hen named Matilda got into the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest living chicken at 16 back in 2004 and even made it onto The Tonight Show. Guinness World Records has a category for the oldest current living chicken on its website, but the page does not identify a current record holder. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And the New York Mets reportedly grabbed superstar Carlos Correa after his deal with the Giants fell through. The New York Post reports a 12-year deal is worth $315 million. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.